Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wallazina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. Sadaqallahu al-azim. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves every single one of us. Allah Ta'ala gives us so much with such generosity that we cannot even imagine. Allah gives us more than what we ask of Him. We in return, whatever little ibadat we do, Allah is ash-shakur. He accepts wholeheartedly that little ibadat that we did, which is not even befitting to present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we commit so many sins, and Allah Ta'ala covers and conceals those sins. Allah wipes out those sins. Allah forgives us. And Allah continues to forgive us all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive us. Allah has bestowed so many favors upon us. Allah has been so kind to us. Allah takes care of us. Allah provides for us our rozi. Allah gives us air to breathe in, water to drink, and the list goes on and on and on and on. In Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, there are various riwayat, a particular riwayah, where after midnight, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah has got a chapter of dua, fi nisfi layl. After midnight or midnight and thereafter, some narrations mention nisfi layl, middle of the night, and some mention the last part of the night, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to us, who is there who is begging from me? يَسْأَلُونِي فَأُعْطِيهِ, so that I may bestow upon him, I may give him what he wants. Who is there who is asking me for forgiveness so I can forgive him? So Allah calls out to us. Allah is prepared to forgive us. Allah is prepared to give us whatever we want. Somebody put it in a very nice way. He says, it is as though Allah is calling us that, oh my banda, I am here for you to connect with me, for you to have a strong bond and connection and attachment with me, so that you can reach me, you can attain my pleasure, my happiness, you can gain that wusul. But the person refuses to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, it is as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I have sent my Rasul, a model example for you. But you turned away from his sunnah. Allah says, I call out to you in the middle of the night or the last part of the night. But I find you fast asleep. A true lover, a true believer, he waits for an opportunity to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can gain this bond and attachment with my Allah? How I can become a true lover of my Allah? This Allah who is most forgiving, most merciful, in whose control are the heavens, the earth, every single thing. We make a slip, a blunder. We sin, we disobey him. He still picks us up and he still forgives us. He still cleanses us and purifies us. As we move away from the era and the time of Nubuwah, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, that was khairul qurun, the best of times. And as we move away from that time, closer to Qiyamah, the challenges are more difficult for us. The temptations are stronger. The iman becomes weaker. The attachment and bond with Allah also has become weaker. Outwardly it seemed, mashallah, that we are going to the masjid, may Allah increase his ni'mat. We are reading Quran, making dhikr, we attend some dini programs. But the reality and the haqiqat, in general, we're speaking in general of myself, in general, the condition of the Muslim ummah, that deendari, the strict adherence to Quran, Sunnah, to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this we are slowly losing. That haya, that modesty that we should be having, that haya is now, this has disappeared from our lives. There was that one time, an occasion, and our elders will bear testimony to this, that in the past, perhaps our own ladies, or the ladies of that time, they may not have been dressed in full hijab. They didn't have that knowledge at that time. There was no access to so many bayans and social media where they reminded of so much Quran, hadith, etc. But they had bashfulness in them. They had modesty and haya. That in a distance, that old woman is seeing, or the lady is seeing some man coming. She will move on one side. She will try and cover her hair and her face. And she looked the other way. Sometimes she would actually move and go across the road because of her haya. And unfortunately, in today's time, that type of haya is gone. May Allah forgive us. May Allah overlook our weaknesses. May Allah help us to realize this is a very serious matter. If we don't bring deendari in our homes and in our workplaces, our colleges, our madrasas, our darul ulums, our masajid, in our lives, and this bond between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not becoming stronger, then what is going to happen, not only to us, but our progeny to come? Because they are going to be facing greater challenges. And as the world is improving and advancing in the technology, we know what is the reality. What is beeping in our pocket all the time and what is accessible to us was never accessible to those before us, our forefathers. What is going to happen now to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren? How are they going to make hifazat of the iman? We may sit content and we may pick a few things of deen and we may practice upon it. MashaAllah, may Allah accept it, may Allah increase us. We're not being judgmental. We look at our own halat. This is a matter of concern. And as we are moving towards Qiyamah, the worry, the concern is to make hifazat of our iman. Our iman must not get lost. The iman of our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our family members, our neighbors, our community, our society. Daily people are losing the iman. Aqidah, our belief. Imani mufassal, imani mujmal. The aqidah we're supposed to be having in Allah. Are we having the true aqidah? Or is our mindset changing? Different type of ideologies are creeping into our hearts. Shaitan, batil, the enemy are making a great effort to try and make us drift away from Quran, pure Quran, Sunnah, or the practices of Quran and Sunnah in its pure form. Shaitan will bring different things. He'll camouflage it, sugarcoat it, and he will lure us into those things, and we'll become so laxed. There's so many laws of Quran, Hadith, Sunnah, Shariat will be broken in front of us. And there'll be no frown on our face, no pain in our heart. We won't even raise an eyebrow. We say times have changed. It's not like before. So the faraid will be broken. Quran and hadith will be tempered upon. And we just will have a donkey attitude. We're not bothered. In one riwayat it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, أَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ جِبْرِيلِ أَنْ اِقْلِبْ مَدِينَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا بِأَهْلِهَا. O Jibreel, go to the certain city and topple it. Capsize it with all its people. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells, O Allah, that there is a certain banda of yours, certain servant of yours, لَمْ يَعْصِكَ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ, has never disobeyed you even for a second. Is he a pious servant of yours, Ya Allah? I must topple this whole city with every person inside. Allah responds, O Jibreel, topple the city with him first and then the people. Why? Because when my laws were broken, the color of his face did not change. It didn't bother him. He was content with whatever little ibadat he did. His wife was not practicing, or people around him were not practicing, or obeying Allah's commands. It did not bother him. My respected brothers and elders, oh mothers and sisters, all of us, before we point fingers at others and look at the ummah at large, let us look at ourselves. How can I really now bring full deen into my life? Alhamdulillah, most of you are coming here because something is drawing you to come to this program. Like that many other deeni programs that take place. Something is bringing you here. Tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you are looking forward to it. I know of some brothers sitting here that they wait for the Thursday so that they can attend the zikr majlis. And when there's no majlis, then they feel so low, so down. So something is drawing you. That is the love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now use this occasion as a springboard now to go higher and see what more my Allah wants from me. How I can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me look into my life. I'm doing this wrong, that wrong. So many things I need to now change, rectify in my life. So that when I reach my Allah and when my eyes close and Malakul Maut comes, I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean slate as possible. The past sins that I have done, I must make sincere tawbah istighfar. And I must try and bring the taqwa that we hear all the time. And if I slip, tawbah istighfar. I must make the dhikr of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, not only on a Thursday. Every single day, I must make the dhikr of my Allah. There isn't a time, there isn't a second in the life of a believer in which there is no, where he becomes ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment, if you look at ourselves, our lives, look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, when you're going to sleep, there is some adhkar, some dhikr. When you wake up, there's some dhikr. Even in fact, when you wake up at night, and your eyes open, then too you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you stand up from a gathering, there is some dua to eat, some dhikr. When you're going to eat, you sing some, making some dua. When during eating, there's a dua. After eating, there's a dua. Before entering a toilet, you make there's a dua. Coming out of the toilet, all the time, there are occasions to remind us so that we don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most kind, who is most merciful. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters in Islam, it is imperative, it is something, a matter of concern. We sit back, reflect and think that haya must come into my life, in my daughter's life, in my children's life. So many of us as adults, mashallah, we've got haya or we've got hijab, but in the lives of our daughters, there's no hijab. We're not even showing any concern. Any worry about it. So many things are happening. Zina is taking place. People are drinking. All those things are happening in our own homes. Previously it was some other person's home. Now it is in our own homes. Allah protect us. Allah conceal our weaknesses. We have to do something about it. And what is the solution? To bring deendari in our lives. Bring this true deen in our lives, the fear of Allah, fikr of akhirat. And realize that this dunya that we are going and hankering after, of course, It's a zarurat. We have to work hard. We have to earn. And mashallah, there are so many people not only earn halal, but they provide for so many others, so many others. They're always giving to ulama and organizations and madaris. May Allah increase them, may Allah protect them. But the matter of concern is that the dunya comes to an end, and then akhirat is perpetual. So we become so caught up in the glitter and glamour of this world, that the real abode and the real destination, we become oblivious of it. So respected brothers and elders, we must ponder and reflect how we can bring this deen, dari, back into our lives, in my business, in my dealings, in my speech, in my conduct, in my akhlaq, in all my affairs, especially in my home. And that is why our mashayikh emphasize on a very simple, basic solution. And that is to have ta'aleem at home. Just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Either we're reading some kitab, hadith kitab, but it means Allah has made it so easy for us. Mashayikh said, take the fazail al-a'mal. It's already broken down in different sections. Easy to read, easy to understand, well explained, written by such a great alim, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi. So nothing for us now to ponder and reflect and to explain. Everything is written. So with our children, with our wives and family members, few minutes every single day, we will benefit, they will benefit, they will realize the real purpose in this world. Allah will protect our iman. Allah will bring barakah in our house also. Really, Allah will actually bring barakah in our house. In that house where there is turmoil, husband and wife, they're not on talking terms. How many homes when they started ta'aleem, Allah created muhabbat between husband and wife. The child was disobedient to the parent because of the barakah of this ta'aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the child obedient. Allah brought barakah in the earnings of the man also. So let us do it so that deen, dari can come into our lives. We can become true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This connection and the bond with Allah ta'ala now becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Who wants to have a cell phone where the battery now is almost dead? Sometimes you phone the person, he says, Marfman, my battery is almost going dead. Maybe whilst we are talking, also the call might get cut off. So he looks for the charger, and so quickly he can connect. And he wants the battery to become full again and well charged, so that now he may use it. This is what we need, to charge our batteries of our heart continuously. All the time. And then we become Allah walas. We become the friends of Allah. Then whatever halat comes into the ummah, whatever halat comes to us in our business, our family, Allah gives us the strength to overcome those problems. We'll find occasions where Allah will protect us from those conditions and difficult conditions. And even if those they come, then Allah will give us the sabr, and Allah will make it easy for us to overcome all those hurdles. Because our main focus is the pleasure of Allah and not the pleasure of the people of this world. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of hidayat to understand that Qiyamah is close. As we're coming closer and closer, we can see the temptations, the challenges, the different things that are coming up that our forefathers never ever heard of. May Allah protect our iman. And this is something we have to be most concerned about, protection and preservation of the iman of ourselves, our family, our children, and the entire community. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. He said, "Durood Sharif."
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. ربي خير وارحمه أنت خير الراحمين. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله forgive us, my Allah forgive us, my Allah. يا الله we have committed too many sins, my Allah. يا الله we make توبہ, we promise you we won't go to the sins and we still break the توبہ, my Allah. يا الله ہم اتنے نالائق بن گئے ہیں, يا الله forgive us, my Allah. يا الله we are your بندہ, my Allah. يا الله if you don't help us, يا الله nobody else can help us, my Allah. Then we will be lost, we will be lost, my Allah. We will be destroyed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you picked us up from sins, and Ya Allah, you purified us, cleansed us, my Allah. Don't make us go back into the pit of sins again, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Give us that taqwa at the time, Ya Allah, when we are tempted to make gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that khashiyat, Ya Allah, that fear of you, my Allah, that becomes a barrier between us and your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah. Whatever sins we have committed in the past, forgive us. Whatever sins we are committing now, forgive us, Ya Allah. Whatever sins we will commit in the future, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us afiyat in this world and the akhirat, my Allah. Allah, give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of begging from you. The sweetness of sajda, my Allah. The sweetness of dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Each one has got one, some worry, some concern, some need, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have begged from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will continue begging from you, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we become tired, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are still begging from you, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Biqadaiha wa najahiha rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, we have got yaqeen, Ya Allah, that you are listening to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who will answer our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not bound by time, my Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we are only begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani. Ya Allah, you are completely independent, my Allah. You don't need any one of us, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we are sarapa muhtaj, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. We are faqirs, my Allah. We are fuqara, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, so many marhum, Ya Allah. So many people have left this world, my Allah. Family members, friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many passed away with cancer and different sicknesses, my Allah. Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Make the qabr a rawdatun min riyadul jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise. Don't make it become a pit of jahannam, my Allah. Forgive all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabre jameel, my Allah. Allah, make us also die with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah s.a.w. on the day of Qiyamah. The holy kuthul water from his mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our iman, the iman of our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make deen come into our lives, my Allah. Make the sunnah of Nabi Kareem come into our lives. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib and abundant rosy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqmulin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allah hazirin ghaibin sabki dua qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.